Good afternoon. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine. It is currently 83 in Fairfield, headed for a high today of 88. More on the weather after the news. The Clay County Sheriff's Office is investigating an August 10th incident involving an early morning explosion in Edgewood that is believed to be intentional and left one person injured. The Sheriff's Office, along with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the Secretary of State Police Bomb Squad, and the Clay County State's Attorney's Office, secured a search warrant on Monday evening. As a result of the investigation, 35-year-old Kevin E. Caldwell of Edgewood was arrested and charged with possession of explosives or incendiary devices, unlawful possession of methamphetamine, unlawful possession of firearm ammunition by a felon, and theft. Caldwell's bond has been set at $50,000, and he is currently being held in the Clay County Jail. The name of the injured person is not being released, but the injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. This is an ongoing investigation. WFIW News Time is 12:16.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White Counties. We're proud to continue expanding by offering podiatry services with Dr. Amy Reeder at our McLeansboro Family Clinic location at 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro. Dr. Reeder specializes in foot and ankle health, including skin conditions, peripheral neuropathy, plantar fasciitis, diabetic foot care, and bunion and hammerhead surgery. To schedule an appointment, call 618-988-6034. Dr. Reeder is an independently contracted physician, not an employee of HMO.
Smart shoppers know the place to save is Little Giant Grocery Outlet in Carmine. This week you'll find fresh, pure ground beef for only $2.49 a pound. Boneless pork chops just $2.19 a pound. All varieties of hamburger helper, $1.29 a box. Chocolate syrup in the 24-ounce squeeze bottle, 99 cents each. And best choice, crinkle cut fries, 5 pounds for $3.99. Save on all this and more at Little Giant Grocery Outlet on Outer West Main in Carmine, where the giant stands high in the sky.
Buy two, get $10 at Kincaid's. Buy any two pieces of Wrangler apparel at Kincaid's and receive a $10 rebate by mail. Buy any two pieces of Wrangler Cowboy Cut, Wrangler Premium Performance Cowboy Cut, Genuine Wrangler, Wrangler Riggs Workwear, Wrangler Rugged Wear, Wrangler Premium Patch, Wrangler Retro, Wrangler Blues, Booty Up by Wrangler, Wrangler The Ultimate Riding Jean, and much more. At least $14.95 each through August 15th and receive a rebate coupon for $10 at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
The Wayne County Corn and Soybean Yield Tour is set for Monday, August 24th. Greg Barnard, Corn Growers President, notes that this will be the 33rd year of the tour. It was first held in 1983 to assess yields during a drought. It has continued since then to help farmers and the business community in adjusting plans based on expected yields. Corn and soybean yields are expected to be good, but several acres were lost to floodwaters and replanted to soybeans in late July. As in the past, eight teams will travel different routes, each checking at least 10 soybean and 10 corn fields for yield. The teams will leave from JT's in Wayne City at 7 a.m. and then meet back there at noon to compile the yield estimates. In the history of the local tour, the lowest yields were in 1983 with 17.4 bushels per acre for soybeans and 34 bushels per acre for corn. Wayne County saw a record crop last year with a soybean yield of 51.1 bushels per acre on 145,500 acres and a corn yield of 184.8 bushels per acre on 120,500 acres of corn. Anyone interested in participating in the tour should contact Samantha Hanna at Consolidated Grain and Barge in Wayne City at 895-2181. The August 24th Corn and Soybean Yield Tour is sponsored by the Wayne County Corn Growers and the University of Illinois Extension. FMB Community Bank will be providing lunch for team members. Victims in the plane crash in Pope County late Sunday have been identified. The Pope County Sheriff's Office says the coroner, after some difficulty, finally confirmed Thursday night that the victims were father and son, 59-year-old Tommy Snyder of Ziegler and 36-year-old Dr. Eric Snyder of Carterville. Dr. Eric Snyder played an active role in his community. Dr. Snyder drew patients from all over the area, so the loss will be as far-reaching throughout southern Illinois. Our thoughts and prayers are with Dr. Snyder's family right now, said Carterville Mayor Brad Robinson. In the meantime, the investigation into what caused the crash is ongoing. Carmine City Police responded to a domestic disturbance call on Thursday night. Police arrested 48-year-old Angela M. Castleberry for domestic disturbance in front of her home on Olive Street. Apparently, Castleberry started a loud argument with her brother, which escalated when she threatened him with a piece of wood. Castleberry's bond was set at $150. On Thursday, the Mount Carmel police arrested Terry L. Hayden, 59, of Mount Carmel. Mount Carmel police were notified that Hayden was cultivating a cannabis plant in the backyard of his residence. When officers arrived at the Landis Street address, the arresting officer reported seeing a cannabis plant growing in a flower pot. Officers made contact with Hayden, who confirmed the plant was his. Hayden was also found to be in possession of a one-hitter. Hayden was arrested and transported to the Wabash County Jail, where he was released after posting $300 cash bond. On Wednesday, the Mount Carmel police responded to the 200 block of West 8th Street in reference to a physical altercation. Witnesses advised the responding officers that a Trevor W. Hammond, age 19, of Bone Gap, was in a physical altercation with a Rusty A. Lloyd of Mount Carmel. During the mayhem, a female juvenile was struck by Hammond. Hammond was arrested and charged with aggravated battery. The female juvenile was transported to Wabash General Hospital and then airlifted to an Evansville hospital. The status of the female juvenile is unknown, but she was expected to make a full recovery. Hammond is being held in the Wabash County Jail pending the posting of $2,000 cash bond. WFIW News Time is 12:22.
Eubinger's Furniture Company is having a huge financing special. Now through Saturday only, take up to 4 years to pay interest-free. Minimum payment, purchase, and approval required. See store for details. Yes, you heard right. Eubinger's Furniture Company has up to 4 years free financing through this Saturday. So now is the time to get all that furniture and bedding you've been dreaming about. But hurry before it's too late. Only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Pat Garrett here with John Hosselton of Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. John, when someone chooses cremation, can family and friends still have a celebration of life?
Cremation gives you many options. You may want a full-service funeral, including a viewing, or you may want a memorial service to be held afterwards at any time. The most important thing is to meet with me in advance and make your arrangements. For more information, call John Hosselton at Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney at 673-2131, an affiliate of Keystone America, Inc.
Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Kelly Hodge has announced that the 2015 District 19 Trooper of the Year Award winner is Trooper Adam Zimmerman. Trooper Zimmerman recently attended an award ceremony in Springfield honoring the Trooper of the Year recipients. Trooper Zimmerman is currently assigned to patrol duties in District 19, where he also serves as a range officer and first responder instructor. He joined the Illinois State Police in 2007 and following his graduation from the Illinois State Police Academy, and was assigned to District 15, Downers Grove. He later transferred to District 19 in 2009. Trooper Zimmerman is originally from McLeansboro, where he graduated from Hamilton County High School in 2002. He then graduated from Hannibal LaGrange College in 2006 with a Bachelor of Science degree in the Administration of Justice. Prior to joining the Illinois State Police, Trooper Zimmerman was employed with the McLeansboro Police Department as a patrol officer. He currently resides in rural Hamilton County with his wife, Julia, and their two children, Reese and Grant. U.S. Department of Agriculture, Wayne Edwards County Farm Service Agency, reminds agricultural producers of their upcoming ARC-PLC enrollment deadline that will end September 30th. Producers will need to contact their local Farm Service Agency office to be sure that the applicable contracts have been signed for the 2014-15 year. For questions on any Farm Service Agency program, producers should contact their local Farm Service Agency office or seek information online at fsa.usda.gov. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Kelly Hodge would like to remind motorists that area schools are now open. Motorists need to be watchful for children walking and riding their bikes to school and children darting out from between parked cars. Motorists also need to be on the lookout for slowing and stopped school buses. Motorists are reminded to watch their speed in school zones and limit their distractions. The speed limit in school zones is 20 miles per hour and is in effect from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. when children are present. Motorists should refrain from talking on cell phones in a school zone and are reminded that it is illegal to text while driving. Motorists approaching a stopped school bus with lights activated and sign extended must stop their vehicle before reaching the school bus. Failure to do so can result in a $150 fine and the suspension of your driver's license for 3 months. Also remember that pedestrians have the right of way in a crosswalk. Governor Bruce Rauner signed a law barring Illinois lawmakers from receiving a pay raise this year. Rauner signed the measure Thursday after the General Assembly voted to reject the increase that would have paid each member of the House and Senate about $1,400 more per year. The hike was supposed to be automatic because of court decisions and a 2014 law. But Rauner, a Republican, battered the legislature for weeks in midsummer over the 2% cost of living adjustment for lawmakers who haven't seen an increase in 8 years. He said it would be improper for lawmakers to take a raise when they have not been able to agree with him on a state budget that was supposed to go into effect on July the 1st. Fairfield Rotary Club met Thursday at the Fairfield Elks Lodge. Rotarian Mike Molt, with the assistance of his wife Patty, arranged for the program. Clay Hoskins of Fairfield spoke to the club about his recent trip to Germany. Hoskins shared his experiences and presented pictures of the trip. A graduate of FCHS and Frontier Community College, Hoskins is currently enrolled at the Citadel in Charleston, South Carolina. Don't miss the back-to-school free swim sponsored by the Kiwanis Club of Fairfield at the Fairfield Swimming Pool at Leo French Park. It is tomorrow from noon to 5, free admission, fun for the whole family. And then the fun continues after the free swim at 8 o'clock. The Volunteers for Progressive Fairfield and the Fairfield Kiwanis Club are sponsoring a movie night at Leo French Park in the amphitheater. They will be showing Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, and refreshments will be available at the movie. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Local buyers are paying $35.25 per barrel of oil. That is down $1 from yesterday. Time now to check the stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel. He's your Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. Taking a look at the markets, the Dow is now at 17,447. That's up 38. NASDAQ's at 5028. That's down 5. And September crude oil is at $42.52, which is up 29 cents so far today. Turning now to area deaths, 68-year-old McLeansboro resident Gail Braden died Tuesday at the McLeansboro Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center. She was retired from the Hamilton County Sheriff's Department, where she worked as a dispatcher. Survivors include a son, Daryl Braden, and wife Shannon of McLeansboro, two granddaughters, Jenna and Ashton Braden, two sisters, Anita Hill and husband Kenny of Decatur, and Pat Fuquay and companion Ron Prince of McLeansboro. A brother, Richard Braden, and wife, Linda of McLeansboro, and several nieces and nephews also survived. As per her personal request, Gail chose to be cremated, and a family burial of ashes will be conducted at a later date. Memorials can be made to the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, Shriners Children's Hospital, the Make-A-Wish Foundation, or the Hospice of St. Mary's Good Samaritan, and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of all of the arrangements. 30-year-old Harrisburg resident William Gretton Tyson died Sunday near Broughton. Funeral services for William Gretton Tyson will be at 2 o'clock today at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial will be in the Big Ridge Cemetery near Harrisburg. Memorials can be made to the family to help with funeral expenses and will be accepted at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of all of the arrangements. 88-year-old Violet Rose York of Springerton died Tuesday at Wayfair in Fairfield. Survivors are two brothers, Darwin Palmeter of Utica, Kentucky, Ronald Palmeter of Eddyville, Kentucky, two sisters, Dorothy Hobson and Augusta June Spears of Fairfield, and a sister-in-law, Jeannie Palmeter of Enfield. She's also survived by several nieces, nephews, great-nieces and nephews, and great-great-nieces and nephews. Arrangements are pending at the Stendebeck Family Funeral Home in Enfield. Longtime minister and businessman Reverend Harold R. Merriweather of Carmi died Saturday at the Deaconess V&A Plus Hospice Care Center in Evansville. Funeral services for the Reverend Harold R. Merriweather have been postponed because of an illness in the family. You've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center. WFIW News Time is 12:30.
I've always liked doing pediatrics. I love taking care of kids. I love watching them grow up, and I watch them in the community.
You know, if they see us on a Friday night, it's really easy to relate Monday morning because we kind of already know what's going on. I know who they are.
I would choose rural practice over big city practice any day.
When a kid makes me smile, that's when I think, okay, that's why I'm in this, and this is a good day.
Learn more about Fairfield's only board-certified pediatricians at crhpc.org.
The most beautiful way to say I love you, a diamond from Jackson Jewelers in Mount Vernon. For your engagement, for your anniversary, a diamond says it all without saying a word. Many styles to choose from, including round or princess cut. Jackson Jewelers has the diamond to make her eyes sparkle and her heart melt. Plus, receive 12 months no interest financing with approved credit. For the love of your life at the moment of a lifetime, it must be a diamond from Jackson Jewelers. For over 86 years, 3002 Broadway in the Gallery, Mount Vernon.
The WFIW area weather for today, partly cloudy skies and a high of 88. Clear skies tonight and a low of 65 and partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high, 90. Outlook for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Sunny skies Sunday, a high of 90 and low of 68, and scattered showers both Monday and Tuesday. Both days will have highs of 88 and overnight lows of 68. Yesterday in Fairfield, the high temperature was 86, the overnight low 63. No rain today, none yesterday. It's currently 86 in Fairfield. And reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine, WFIW News, copyright 2015.